He's downstairs packing.
You have seen our books.
I haven't read any of them. I'm vaguely familiar with the fact that our people, but not, I haven't read them.
You can show our books. Philosophy and life. Krishna.
Expand and develop devotional service, just the pure science of devotional service. Up to this point, Krishna. Krishna book is the full realization of the personality of God.
The Krishna book is a synthesis of what?
It's the kind of culmination of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like the biography of Krishna. Do you have classes?
We have daily classes. That's 7:15 in the morning.
How about you? Do you see people or do you mostly speak to groups?
No, we speak to our students. But outside, there are many outside.
When one of the people here are feeling not in touch with themselves or depressed or out of tune with nature, is it gone after towards an elevation of the spirit and away from the body and away from that problem? Would he go into that problem and then away from it? I'm curious as to whether you, when there is a problem on the physical plane or with the person in society and the way that person feels about themselves in society, do you help that person by transcending that plane, by going above it, becoming more in tune with...
No, we speak on the transcendental platform, not on the bodily or mental or intellectual plan. We speak directly on the spiritual platform. You distinguish between mind, body, mind, intellect, and spirit. We have any such distinction? Different platforms. Bodily platform, sensual, then above that mental platform, above that intellectual platform, above that spiritual platform.
And you go in those steps in the training or in the...
These are the four platforms. Body, Indriyani, Pararahu. First of all, our direct perception is on the sensual platform, by sense perception. Just like seeing directly, I am seeing directly this machine. And then I am seeing by hearing from others. These two visions are different. A child is seeing this machine, and a mechanic who has heard about this machine, he is seeing different. And then one, actually a mechanic, he is thinking to improve it, and that is another reason. So even on the material platform, there are three visions. And above all these, material means bodily, material means sensual, mental and intellectual. Above that, there is spiritual plane. So we speak on the spiritual plane.
And if someone is having problems on another platform, say at the physical platform...
Then he can be treated physically.
Do you treat him physically?
No.
No. Okay.
We take it that if spiritually one is sound, then intellectually, mentally and physically he will be sound.
Yes.
That is our property. Just like if you have got $100, then you have got $50, $10 and $25. That includes. But if you have got $10, then you haven't got $100. But if you have got $100, then you have got automatically $10. So we train our students spiritually. Just like for spiritual understanding, they have to rise early in the morning. They have to take bath. They have to take Krishna prasadam. They are forbidden to take so many things. So in this way, automatically their physical hygienic problem is solved. We don't pay very much doctor's bill. I am here for the last 7 years. I did not pay a doctor's bill. Mostly our students, they haven't got to consult for their physical disease. Mostly their immune form disease. So, actually, your body is healthy, sound in bodily health, mental, it's called fixity. Everything is there because the spirit soul is there. Because the spirit soul is there, your body looks healthy. As soon as the spirit soul is gone from the body, it will immediately begin to decompose. Is it not?
The body where
in the body. Within your body, you are the spirit soul. I am the spirit soul. So as soon as I, the spirit soul, you, the spirit soul, go, leave this body, immediately the body begins to decompose.
How do you feed the spirit soul?
That I shall say. First of all, because the spirit soul is there, you are healthy. You take out the spirit soul, immediately your this lump of matter begins to decompose. Dead body and living body. This is the distinction. This soul and the spirit soul is there. It is called living body. As soon as the spirit soul is not there, it is called dead body. Dead body means it has begun decomposition. Therefore, the conclusion should be that so long the spirit is there, as long as the spirit is there, so long the mind and body is in sound condition. Therefore, if you keep yourself always spiritually fit, then you will keep mentally, intellectually and bodily. Now, so far the spirit soul is concerned, you have no conception of spirit soul?
Some conception.
What is that?
My words don't do very well. In essence, that inexpressible ineffable
and that is negation. That is not explanation.
That essence of me, which is the same as of you and of everyone.
Now, perception of the spirit soul. The spirit soul is existing within your body. I am inquiring whether you agree to this or not.
You ask us if we feel it exists within our body. As I conceive of it, I'm not used to thinking in terms of in the terms that you provide.
Now we accept unless we accept, or accept means unless we perceive and know it, there is no question of spiritual education. If I cannot understand what is that spirit show, then where is spiritual education? And that is the basic principle of spiritual education.
I thought that I understood what you meant, but I'm not sure now. What I feel when you talk about the spirit and soul is that part of me that I feel most when I'm not using my physical senses and I'm not contemplating talking.
Physical senses working due to spiritual presence. You are moving your hand because the spirit soul is within you. As soon as the spirit soul is gone from this body, it is even from matter.
And the matter is separate from the spirit soul?
Yes.
Is the spirit soul, is my spirit soul any different from anyone else's spirit soul?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. The vital force. The moving force, that is you, and that is in me, that is in the ant, that is in the elephant, that is everywhere.
Is it in the matter? Is it in the decomposed matter? Is it in the wood?
Yes.
Is it in our bodies after we are dead?
Yes. You are dead. You spirit gone, but other spirit is there.
But at the core, it's
the same. There are innumerable individual spirit souls.
Individual spirit souls.
You are individual, I am individual, he is in everyone.
And there's not a core spirit soul that is the same with all
then
of
the quality us. The same. Quality the same. It's like you are human being, I am a human being. You have got your two hands, I have got my two hands, you have got legs, I have got legs. But still you are different. That is individual. Because we agree to have two hands, two legs, one head, that does not mean we agree in everything.
But at the basis or at the essence of our spirit soul,
yes.
Is there any difference?
No.
Okay.
No. But that is Krishna consciousness.
What happens when someone comes to here and they are caught up or having a problem in a, say, a physical or mental plane and can't understand the spiritual plane, how do you tie them into that so that they can transcend their problem?
That is Krishna consciousness movement. If one comes to the Krishna consciousness platform, then there is no more any problem, bodily, mentally, or anything.
But what I'm curious about is how you tie someone into the Krishna consciousness.
We have got our process.
He's not in it.
We have got our process.
A healing process.
Eh?
A healing process. Healing.
Healing. Right. Yes, it is healing right. Process. It is healing process. Just like you also heal by some psychic process. Similarly, we also heal by this Krishna consciousness process.
Could you say a bit about that process?
Yes, this chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Just like there is a process of snake bite. Have you seen a snake charmer? In India, we have got still, if one is bitten by snake, he is unconscious. By chanting the mantra, you gradually come to consciousness. So, this is material. Similarly, we are spirit soul. We are now, everyone of us, either psychologically, mentally, or bodily, you are all diseased. All diseased. So by this chanting process, he comes to his consciousness that all this material, bodily, mental, intellectual diseases are cured.
It would seem that someone would have to be of a certain mind for that to be of assistance.
No. We create that situation simply by chanting. We are chanting and he joins in chanting. All our students do that. Then he becomes cured mentally, intellectually and bodily.
We meet people who would not do that. They seek healing from other individuals more than from themselves and what they can bring up by concentration, by chanting. They seek assistance more from outside than from within by chanting. And they're not used to looking within or delving within by chanting.
We have got so many students, simply by chanting, they are cured. Mental, bodily, and intellectually. We have so many students. You can't talk any one of them.
After going through the process to get their Krishna consciousness, then would the students stay in the movement as far as like at the temple and in the temple, or would you go out into the community and do regular jobs and that type of thing?
Yes, there are many professors. He's a doctor of chemistry. He's doing his job, but he's a Krishna consciousness. So there's many professors, many workers. It is not that one has to leave in the temple, no. He can leave outside. But he keeps his Krishna consciousness. But within the society, it is easier. Because association has got some influence.
It's easier to stay with the discipline.
Yes.
Do you teach control of over the body, regulation
yes.
over the body?
Yes. As we say, no meat eating, no intoxicants, no illicit sex, no gambling. There are so many no's and so many yes. So we have to do that. Do's and do nots. And that is control. Do this and do not do this. So this is control.
You mentioned
our students do not even smoke, do not drink tea, coffee, nothing. They do not go to cinema. No club, no restaurant.
No
restaurant. So we have no such expenditure. And probably no doctor's bill. So at least we save so much expenditure.
You said no illicit sex. What is permissible sex?
Permissible sex means married wife. One must be married. And with married wife, he can have sex once in a month after the menstrual period. And when the wife is pregnant, no more sex. this is control. If he wants sex life, he can have another wife, but not to the pregnant wife. Therefore we allow, of course not in your country, but in India, polygamy is allowed. One man can marry more than one wife, but he cannot have sex life with the wife more than once in a month, and that is stopped when she is pregnant. This is control of sex, and against this, that is illicit sex. Even if your wife, when she is pregnant, if you have sex, that is illicit sex.
Do you conceive of punishment?
Punishment will be already there, automatically, by nature's will.
Or women in
as soon as you violate nature's law, you will be punished. Suppose you are eating, if you eat little more, you will be punished. That is nature's law. If you have more sex life, then you become important. That nature's punishment is there. And if you indulge in all these private things, then you'll never understand what is spiritual consciousness. That is the greatest punishment. If you do not understand what is spiritual life, you remain as an animal, that is the greatest punishment. Because animal cannot understand what is spiritual life. So in spite of getting the chance of a human form and body, if we keep ourselves like animals, is it not the greatest punishment? If I cannot improve as a human being, I remain on the animal platform, is it not the greatest punishment? So if you do not follow these principles, then we cannot understand what is spiritual life. That means we remain animal.
Is there an end point to the great process? Is there an end point?
Yes. As soon as you understand God, then your knowledge is perfect. If you do not understand what is God, then your knowledge is imperfect. The animals cannot be educated about God. A human being can be educated. What is God? Therefore, there are so many books, literature, scriptures in the human society. See, if we don't take advantage of this human life to understand God, then we remain animals.
Have you seen people who have understood God and who have been in Krishna consciousness that have then regressed or gone back into the other platforms?
That one can go, because there is elapse. You become released from disease, and again there may be relapse.
I'm sorry.
Any disease, you are for the time being cured, but again you infect, you become again diseased. That is possible. But if you keep yourself quite fit always, there is no fall down.
So, sort of in essence, the path to the Krishna consciousness is
to understand God.
To understand God and to do what is most natural, to follow the natural law.
Essence is to know God and to love Him. That is our purpose. the human life is meant for understanding God and love Him.
I can follow easily what you're saying as far as the discipline and the path to a Krishna consciousness, and to do what is the most natural, and that overeating, overindulging in anything, sex, anything is not natural. But what I don't understand is how it is decided what is most natural. In other words, if I'm I go back to the question of sex because it's a concrete, easy thing to talk about. And for instance, is it less natural to have sex twice a month than once a month? It seems like the cutoff point is where I would have problem as to accepting what would be most natural.
First of all, the basic principle of understanding is that I am spirit soul. I am not this body. And because I have accepted this body, I have to accept so many bodily troubles.
So many
bodily troubles.
Yeah.
The treatment is required, body, mind. But because we have got this body and mind. So my problem is, why I have contacted this body and mind?
Why you have?
Yes. Because I go to treatment for my body, because I have got this body. But if I don't possess this body, then there is no question of treatment.
I missed the last again. If you don't have this body, then...
Our position is, as I have already told, spirit soul is different from this body. Somehow or other, the spirit soul has contacted this material body. And all our troubles are due to this material body. Therefore, this material body is my problem.
Since the spirit soul and the body are different, can the body come up with a disease that is completely separated from the spirit soul? In other words, could someone of a Krishna consciousness get a physical disease of their body?
The body is subjected to physical disease. How can we avoid it? But if you know, just like two men are sitting in a car, very nice car. Somehow or other, the car is damaged. The man who possesses the car, he is most afflicted. And the other man, he is nothing. Although they are, both of them are sitting in the same car. Why it is? We have psychology, you can understand.
But certainly only from a physical standpoint, from the
this is physical.
Yeah.
Both you and me are sitting in the same car.
Right, but even if the owner was at that time, if he was away from his body, if he was...
Not away, even within the car. Both of them are within the car. Now the car is damaged. The owner is afflicted. He is concerned, and the friend is not concerned. What is the cause?
The possession.
Yes. This man is absorbed in possession. Oh, my car is gone. And because he has not the sense of possession, he is not able. Therefore, the body is different from the soul. When he comes to the consciousness of not possession, then there is no trouble.
So someone of Christian consciousness may come down with a bodily ailment, but they won't be afflicted by it spiritually.
Yes, afflicted. Suppose a man who knows perfectly well that I am not this car. Or else the car is damaged, I'll lose some money, doesn't matter. That is one thing. And another one who is too much absorbed, oh, my car is gone, my life. This is it. One who is absorbed is more afflicted. One who is not absorbed, he knows that I am not this body. So it is a question of consciousness. One who is too much bodily conscious, he is afflicted. Otherwise, one who is not bodily conscious, he will not be afflicted. It has come into it. It has, let me do my duty. Hare Krishna, chant. This is the it is a question of development of that consciousness.
Someone comes in and they're preoccupied mentally with what would be a bad thought or something that keeps...
A bad thought cannot come to him, because if he's absorbed in Krishna thought, then there is no bad thought, there is no scope of bad thought. Because you can think of one subject matter at a time. So if you are 24 hours absorbed in Krishna thought, so there is no question of bad thought.
So someone comes in and originally, when they first come in, they are preoccupied by a bad thought for, say, 2 hours.
And that is cured.
Then just by getting away from it. Not by expressing the thought and getting away from it, but by not expressing the thought and getting away from it?
No. The same thing. A man comes to our society with bad thought.
Yes.
But by chanting, he becomes relieved of it.
But he doesn't talk about the bad thought to anyone in that.
He may
that
talk
process.
Or not talk, he doesn't matter. But it goes on.
One thing I don't quite understand, you and the people around you often seek to involve and to proselytize strangers, new people. Why is that?
You also proselytize. When a madman goes to you, you turn into sane man. Is it not proselytizing?
Yes, he comes to me.
Yes.
Your people go out to other people.
Now we are better friends. You do not go. We are better friends. You charge fees. We canvass. So we are better men than you.
Do you
first of all, you answer this.
Well,
don't avoid this question. You charge. We don't charge. We go to the diseased man and canvas. So we are better men than you.
What if he says no to you?
Well, anyone can say no. Any canvassing. Suppose this is nice fruit stuff. Yes, fruit. The fruit man is canvassing. Here is nice mango. But that does not mean everyone will tell. The mango is nice. Because one does not take, that does not mean mango goes bad. It is his misfortune that he could not take a nice mango.
I was just thinking of what you were saying about charging and how...
But charging, of course, that is your profession. But we are not professional. We distribute free. We distribute such exalted thing, Krishna consciousness, we distribute free.
I think it seems that there is a giving. There is something that is given by the person to you when he joins you and takes your ideas. He gives you his time, he gives you what that
he gives everything.
That
he has. He gives everything.
Eventually,
like these boys, they have given everything. So, how do they give everything? We don't charge, we don't ask, but they give everything. So do you think they're all fools and rascals? That they're giving everything for Krishna? What is your idea?
They may do what they wish.
You examine each of our students, they are not fools and rascals. So why do they give everything for Krishna?
They want to.
But that is natural, to give everything to Krishna. That is sane condition. Without this, insane condition. Just like if you take something from my temple, the same condition is you return. Same condition, suppose somebody takes this box in pocket without my knowledge, we will be in tribulation. Oh, I have taken this without his knowledge, what he will say, so many things. But you will be cured from all this trouble when you return. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to me, even this body. Therefore, everything offering to Krishna is the same condition. So when they come to Krishna consciousness, they return everything, what they received from Krishna. This is sanity. Others, they are thieves. They enjoy others' property and claiming my property. Just like, take for example, your country, USA. Is it actually your country, your place? Do you think? 200 years ago, it did not belong to you. It belonged to the Red Indians. And now you are claiming your country. What? Maybe after 200 years you may go to others. So where is your country? Suppose we are sitting here, say for half an hour or 1 hour, does it belong to you, this room? If you claim, now I am sat here for 1 hour, it is my room. Is that claim is all right?
That is all right. What still bothers me is not that the sanity is giving everything to God, giving your life to God.
God has given you the life.
Yeah.
God has given you this body. God has given you the mind. God has given you wealth, everything. So therefore, everything belongs to God. To come to this consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. What bothers me is that other consciousness is also that the path to giving everything to God, or indeed giving everything to God, or the spiritual...
Yeah, we are talking about the philosopher.
Yeah. Whether Krishna consciousness versus other consciousness and other ways of achieving the same...
Actually, by philosophical study, you have to understand that everything belongs to God.
Which is basic to the philosophy of many... religions and ways of
understanding. That is the original philosophy. That is, Vishavasanidam Sadvam. Everything belongs to God. We also belong to God. We are children of God. Therefore, we have the right to use God's property. but not more than what he requires.
But not more,
more than what we require.
Yeah, what we require.
Now, you are God's son, I am God's son, he is God's son, and everything God's property. So you enjoy your father's property, I enjoy. But when you encroach on my property, I take more, you starve, or I take you starve, I my starve, that is irrigation. If we accept that everything belongs to God, we are sons of God, every one of us, even animals, insects, birds, bees, trees, they are all sons of God. So God's property, we are sons of God, we have got the right to use, but not more than what we require. Then it is nice. That is God's consciousness.
And I certainly agree with that, but again, my own conflict is whether the Krishna consciousness versus other consciousness is...
Other consciousness is partial, and Krishna consciousness is full. Just like other
all
consciousness, just like American national consciousness. But that is partial. But when you speak of Krishna consciousness, that is complete.
How is it more complete than Hinduism?
And we're talking of God. There is no Hinduism picture. God is for everyone. For Hindu, Christian, everyone. God is neither Hindu nor Christian. And love God. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim or this or that.
Thank you for saying this.
Thank you for talking about it.
You have got your card.
No.
Thank you.
Get me some. Some? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Psychiatry,
I have never seen a patient cured by a psychiatrist.
I am very
good
psychiatrist.
Yes. I don't know what in the... I think scientists are better than psychiatrists.
Huh?
This is something good. But psychiatrists, they just take money from the...
They are fools. And there are many patients who regularly attend psychiatrists.
Usually in the country. Usually these married couples, they say they have problems. So the psychiatrists, they just take money from these people.
Very large, very
that bed at 3 or 4 o'clock. I got to just go down to the
that strawberry, you have the strawberry
in
here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was nice. So that will keep for a long time, so we can always have some of that. Very simple.